The 26th day of Bashan, the martyrdom of St. Thomas the Apostle. On this day, the Church commemorates the martyrdom of St. Thomas the Apostle, also called Didymus, which means the twin. Thomas was one of the 12 disciples chosen by Jesus, and he accompanied the Lord during his ministry on earth. Thomas is mentioned several times in the New Testament. When the Lord announced he would go to raise Lazarus from the dead, it was Thomas who said, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." At the Last Supper, when Jesus told the disciples that he would soon be leaving, Thomas asked him, as told in John 14, verses 5 and 6, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" The reply of Jesus is among the best-known words of Christ: "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Of course, the incident in the Bible for which Thomas is most famous is after the crucifixion of Christ, when the other disciples tell the doubting Thomas how the resurrected Lord appeared to them. Thomas had not been present to see this appearance and said to the others that unless he actually saw Jesus for himself and touched his wounds, he would not believe that Jesus had appeared. 8 days later, when Thomas was with the other disciples, Jesus again appeared to them and told Thomas to touch his wounds and believe. When Thomas affirmed that it was indeed Jesus, the Lord said to him, as told in John 20, verses 19 through 29, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." After St. Thomas and the other apostles received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, Thomas went to India to preach the gospel. He worked as a slave for a friend of the king and soon converted his master's wife and all the household to Christianity. One day, his master brought Thomas before the king of India. When the king asked Thomas his profession, he replied that he was a builder, a carpenter, and a physician. When the king asked for more details, Thomas explained that he had built palaces from the people's souls he had saved, and they had become temples for the Lord. The carpentry he did was preaching the holy gospel to remove the thorns and splinters of sin, and the medicine he practiced were the sacraments he performed, which healed the poison of the devil. The king was angered by Thomas's answer and ordered the apostle to be tortured. When the wife of Thomas's master saw that her savior and teacher was being so tormented, she threw herself out of a window, falling to her death. The master was greatly saddened and told Thomas that if his God could raise the wife from the dead, then he too would believe it. St. Thomas prayed over the woman's body, and sure enough, the life came back to the woman. Her husband then believed in the Lord, as did many other people who heard of the miracle. Later, St. Thomas miraculously moved a huge tree that had washed ashore and used its wood to build a church. Eventually, St. Thomas went to a city called Kantura, where he found an old man whose 6 children had recently been killed by the king. Thomas prayed over the bodies, and they arose from the dead. This caused even more people to believe in the Lord by whom Thomas worked such miracles. St. Thomas continued his travels through India, preaching and baptizing, until finally a local king had him beheaded. He was buried in Malabar, which is on the west coast of southern India, until his body was transferred to another location. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.